ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Keith Urban, welcome to the show, mate. How you going?
Hey, Cliffo. How are you, mate? Hi, Gabby.
Hi. Welcome to the show. We're so excited to talk to you in the lead up to The Voice. Any spoilers you're allowed to pass our way before it begins?
Ooh, I don't know about spoilers, but I can't believe talent keeps coming out of the woodwork year after year. I mean, it's been 9 seasons since I did the first season of The Voice.
Yep.
And honestly, I'm like, can they keep showing? Can the singers keep showing up? You know, and they sure as hell did. So. It's really fun to do this season.
It is a bit of a full circle move for you because I remember the first season of The Voice was so huge in Australia. You were there. I vividly remember Sia with his yellow nail polish. Like it was,
yeah.
It was real groundbreaking TV. So does it kind of feel in a way like you're coming home again a bit?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's crazy that after that long on the set of The Voice, that first day back on the set just felt like no time had passed at all. And instead of Sia with his yellow nail polish. That's what I remember with Seal too. That's crazy that you say that. Whenever I think of him, I think of these crazy yellow nails. This time it's Rita Ora's crazy nails.
Yes.
And Jess and Guy I knew because I've sung with both of them before. Rita I didn't know that well, but I'm telling you the four of us just clicked right from day one. So I knew it was going to be a fun run.
It's going to be amazing. Can I talk a little bit about fashion now that we've brought up the crazy nails? I noticed something on your Instagram, Keith. You and your wife, Nicole, put up beautiful anniversary, birthday, celebration posts all the time. But one of them you posted for your anniversary last month was you both in matching Christmas pajamas.
Oh.
And I need to know if you dress like a family like that all the time because I make my family do it. How often do you guys actually get in theme?
It was dorky in all the right ways.
I love it.
You know, I was at Peter Alexander shopping. You know, like I was just shopping more for Christmas. And I'm like, oh, I get some PJs from Peter Alexander, you know. And then they had the like matching family PJs. And I'm like, oh, I felt like the Griswolds. I'm like, we're so good.
That's the best. It's so Aussie.
I look back at the photos because Mum used to dress me and my brother in matching Parramatta Eels jerseys. And at the time, I remember it being really cool. I look back now and I go, why did you hate us, Mum? Like in the Eels as well. So it's so good, Keith. We want to talk to you a little bit more about The Voice in a sec. But firstly, like we just heard your collaboration before with Pink. And you've mentioned you've worked with Guy Sebastian, Jess Mauboy, some of the names on that list, Taylor Swift as well you've worked with, Justin Timberlake, Post Malone. You collaborate so well. Is there a highlight? Is there someone that you've worked with that really stands out for you? Or is there someone you want to work with in the future that we can, you know, look forward to, someone on the bucket list?
Oh, there's always people on the bucket list. I really wanted to collaborate with Daft Punk and then they broke up, so that's a drag.
Oh, my God, that would have been so cool.
Yeah, yeah. The thing with Taylor was crazy because I was – actually, it was Christmas time last year in December, and I was at the Bondi Junction. I was down here in New South Wales, and I was at Bondi Junction shopping mall, shopping for Christmas gifts. And I got a text from Taylor saying, "I'm doing these couple of songs. Do you want to hear them?" And so I sat in the food court listening to these Taylor Swift songs, and
wow.
Just really enjoying this surreal environment of the whole thing. So.
We had Tones and I on the show earlier this week and she said she'd do a collaboration with Daryl Braithwaite. Would you collab with either of them or maybe do a trio?
Hell yeah. Hell yes I would. First of all, I love Daryl. I did a short cover of I've been writing love songs since we broke up, which I just love that.
Love
frickin'
that.
And then I was in the studio here in Sydney a few months ago and Tones and I was in there as well and I got to hear some of the songs she was working on for her record at that time. Super cool. I knew she'd be as cool as she was.
Yeah, and awesome, the new album. It's killing it. So good.
Yeah.
Quickly, Keith Urban, before we let you go, we have to ask this because you're Kiwi born but kind of spent a lot of your youth and growing up in Queensland. Our show is the Hit Queensland Breakfast Show, and we're kind of at war with New Zealand at the moment after we found out the Kiwis stole a record off Queensland for the world's biggest Lamington. So this thing was made. It was 3,000 kilos. Queensland had it. The Kiwis stole it off us. So we're on a mission at the moment to maybe reclaim the record back from the Kiwis.
Right.
So essentially, Keith Urban, I want you to pick a side. Are you backing the Kiwis, your homeland, or are you backing the Queenslanders for the Lamington world record to take it back?
Make a bigger Lamington. Let's get on with it.
Let's get on with it. What are we talking about?
Everyone's a winner when you're creating a giant Lamington.
Well, here's the question is, what caps out the size of the Lamington? I mean, if you're making one to go for a record and the record's been set by somebody, whatever size you end up at, what made it stop there? I'm curious.
I think the amount of eggs that were available. So the latest one, it came in at nearly 3,000 kilos, 13,000 eggs in it. So it's a monster. It was the size of a car. So that's what we're aiming to beat, Keith.
Great. I'll be there when it's ready to eat. I'll tell you that much.
He's a Lamington lover.
We'll serve one up for you.
Oh, you're so great. It starts after the Olympics on 7, everyone. Do not miss it. He is back in the big spinny red chair on The Voice. Keith Urban, thank you so much, mate. We love having you on the show.
Thanks, Cliffo. Thanks, Gabby.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.